Product selection. When selecting disinfectants or cleaning products, the IP should consider their ease of use, efficacy, acceptability, safety, and cost. IP should have a thorough knowledge of the cleaning and disinfecting products used in their facility, the active ingredient, S, qualities, purpose, methods of use, effectiveness, and how to contact the manufacturer should questions arise. This knowledge can inform the IP's involvement in product review and selection processes. It is not guaranteed, however, that the IP will have an active role in these processes, as they can vary depending on the facility. If the IP is involved in product review and selection, they should offer advice on the cleaning and disinfecting products that best serve the needs and requirements of the facility. For example, they can ensure that broad-spectrum disinfectants are chosen, that is, disinfectants that can eliminate bacteria, viruses, protozoa, fungi, and, in some cases, spores. Even if the IP is not directly involved in product review and selection, it is essential that they educate themselves about all of the products used at their facility. Whether or not the IP participates in the review and selection processes, they should collect and maintain a log of cleaning and disinfecting products used in the facility. This log should include the following information. What products are used? What are the IFU? Which products require in-house preparation? Example, preparing solutions? Under what circumstances are the products being used? Occasion, etc. Who uses the products? Where are the products used? How should the products be stored? What are the manufacturer's contact details? Who is the distributor? With a broad understanding of how, where, and by whom these products are being used, the IP can ensure that HCP and EVS staff have appropriate training and education in their use. The IP should also ensure that anyone who uses cleaning or disinfecting products has access to the appropriate PPE, for example, respirators and gloves when using more caustic products. Thorough knowledge of all the cleaning and disinfecting products used can also help the IP to improve other product evaluation activities in the healthcare facility. When evaluating potential equipment purchases, for example, the maintenance and cleaning or disinfection processes should be considered. An IP armed with detailed information about what is feasible for the facility can offer guidance that will result in better purchasing decisions. Similarly, if a new device requires a new cleaning or disinfecting agent, one which has never been used at the healthcare facility, staff must be properly trained in its use. Key point: staff must follow the IFU when using any cleaning or disinfecting product. Doing so protects residents, staff, and the facility. Environmental Protection Agency registration. Environmental cleaning should only be conducted using EPA-approved, hospital-grade disinfectants. When selecting products for purchase, the IP should refer to the selected EPA-registered disinfectants list, which is actually comprised of 12 separate lists, lettered AQ, that identify antimicrobial products based on the common pathogens against which they are effective. For example, products that are effective against the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, are found in list C, and products that are effective against hepatitis C, HCV, norovirus, and C, difficile are given in lists F, G, and K, respectively. There are also lists of products that are effective against multiple pathogens. For example, list E includes products effective against Mycobacterium tuberculosis, HIV-1, and hepatitis B, HBV. The selected EPA-registered disinfectants information page states that all approved detergents and other cleaning agents have been selected in compliance OSHA's Bloodborne Pathogen Standard, 29 CFR 1910.1030. EPA-approved detergents are identifiable by the presence of the EPA sticker, which can be attached only to approved products. The IP should familiarize themselves with the EPA sticker and lists in order to advise EVS staff and the facility administration on the best, most appropriate products to purchase. The IP must ensure that EVS staff understands what products to use and when. For example, they should know the best product and method for cleaning and disinfecting surfaces contaminated by blood or other bodily fluids. In its advice for cleaning and disinfecting your facility, the CDC cautions that not all products can be used for both cleaning and disinfection. Therefore, IPs and EVS staff should check the label of any product used. And if it does not specify that the product can be used for both cleaning and disinfection, then visibly dirty surfaces must be cleaned with soap or detergent before disinfection. Some additional things to consider when selecting cleaning and disinfecting products are kill claims, contact time, and hazard information. Details on each of these can be found on the labels of EPA-registered products. Kill claims include information about the organisms the product controls, kills. Contact time is how long the solution must sit for it to be effective. The time before equipment can be used again. Hazard information is included on labels. It describes any potential hazards posed by the product's use. Example, do not ingest on bleach bottles, whether it is corrosive or any PPE that should be worn during use. Some products are registered as both cleaning and disinfecting solutions, and it is becoming more common for LTC facilities to use these products. Contact time. Contact time, also known as wet time or dwell time, is the stated amount of time a disinfectant needs in order to be effective against microorganisms. This information can be found on the product label. Staff in healthcare settings must follow all applicable label instructions for approved products. However, there are still other important considerations that staff must understand. The CDC's Guideline for Disinfection and Sterilization in Healthcare Facilities notes that a contact time of at least 1 minute is sufficient for low-level disinfection of non-critical items and environmental surfaces. Some products, however, recommend contact times of up to 10 minutes, but this would require multiple, impractical reapplications of the disinfectant. Most solutions, especially water-based ones, dry in 1 to 2 minutes. For this reason, IPs should select the product with the lowest recommended contact time whenever possible. The IP should include contact time information and challenges in all staff education, training, and guidance.